Blog Talk Radio.
I've been working a great shift, and I am shit. I wish I could buy me a spaceship and fly.
I swear I do.
As the sky. Manager insults me again, I will be assaulting him. After I fuck the manager up, then I'm gonna shorten the register up. Let's go back to the gap. Look at my check, wasn't no scratch. So if I stole, what am I fault? Yeah, I stole, never got caught. They take me to the back and pat me, asking me about some khakis. But let some black people walk in, I bet you they show off they token black. Oh, now they love Kanye, let's put them all in the front of the store. So I'm on break, next to the no-smoking sign with a blunt in the mall. Taking my hits, writing my hits, writing my rhymes, playing my mind. This fucking job can't help them, so I quit, y'all welcome. Y'all don't know my struggle, y'all can't match my hustle. You can't catch my hustle, you can't fathom my love, dude. Lock yourself in a room doing 5 beats a day for 3 summers. That's a different world like 3 summers. I deserve to do these numbers. The kid that made that deserves that made back. So many records in my basement, I'm just waiting on my spaceship. I've been flat, working this great shift, and I ain't made shit. I wish I could buy me a spaceship and fly past the sky. Oh, I've been working this great shift, and I ain't made shit. I wish I could buy me a spaceship and fly.
Man, I didn't even try to work a job representing.
What's going on, people?
What's up, guys? And welcome to Code. I'm your hostess. You might as well say, hey, good black folks.
That's your name, Imaj.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Thank you.
All right, let's fuck the rest of them. We can hold it down. Oh,
okay,
I mean,
well,
can y'all hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Nobody else is on the line?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I hear you. Oh, this nigga. Uh-huh. What up, Dre?
What up?
Oh, Sleeping Beauty has awakened. Nigga, sound about is deep in the voice like fucking a frog.
Oh.
I hear that. All right, so what's that? Taylor?
Oh, you had me. Did you set it yet?
What happened?
What are you doing? Can you help? Ron, can you hear me?
I hear you. I do. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, there you go.
Okay. I'm just getting off work. So, yeah. What's going on here? Just standing and talking?
Yo, I am feeling like an old man.
Why you feel like an old man?
Because my knees is saying, what the fuck are you thinking about? Out here in these streets with these young boys trying to play ball against them.
Got you. And how dare you? How dare you, old ass man, abuse your knees?
How dare they? There is limited amount of collagen and padding in these motherfuckers left. Don't fuck them up.
Dre, is you here?
Yeah.
That nigga sound like Barry White fucking babysitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he sound like Eeyore
Oh, you mean lurch? You rang.
No. You rang. But, okay. So, we here. Taylor, I guess, Keisha Taylor will triple in. I guess when she get off, I guess, I don't know. I just got off work. So, I'm in my car trying to get home. Tonight, we drink weed because I'm going to get me a drink when I get to the motherfucking house because I deserve one.
That's responsible. Some people would just have one right now.
I can't have one right now because I'm driving. And I ain't got the stuff to make what I want to drink. Dang, I need some ice. Is this McDonald's open?
So now you're sounding like a lush. All right, keep going.
Nigga, I had to drink last night. Had me some tequila. Had me turn in. And dude. But we drink because somebody smokes here. We say inappropriate nasty. So it's him. So tonight we are talking about Kanye and his bullshit. Tonight, this nigga has been on 10 for about a month. At this point, somebody need to call his people. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Is he stalking him? Is he borderline narcissistic? Is he a control issues? Like, there's a lot of shit about Kanye at this point. I'm like, nigga, the fuck, sit down. Am I the only one that's like, nigga, sit the fuck down? What? I want the nigga to sit the fuck down. Have a seat. Why is it every time you break up with some women, you got to fucking harass them and do some dumb shit? This ain't the first time.
When was the first time? Or when was before this? Who before this?
He did the same thing to Amber Rose. He slut-shamed her, stalked her, talked bad about her, everything. Same shit he's doing to Kim, he did to her. When she moved on, he hadn't moved on yet, he said he did stupid shit. He did it to the first chick, I don't know her name, which was the Delta that he was with. He did the same shit to her, too. Dragged her name through the mud. So this is not the first time Kanye has done this shit.
Okay.
So, here we are.
Terrible.
So here we are. Would it be wrong if, it's probably packed at the cookout. I just want some goddamn ice.
Oh, goddamn.
Like, I just want some ice. Where can I go at this time of night just to get me some ice? The grocery store is closed.
Just to get ice.
Just to get some ice.
Send your ass to the Wawa. Go to the
Wawa. Say what? We don't have the sheets. It's too far away. Fuck. Well, I can go to the sheets. We got sheets. We don't have Wawa's. We have sheets.
There you go. Same thing. Different shit.
Well, I know the Circle K is open. The Circle K is closer. Boom.
There you go,
and there we have it. And I got off on the wrong goddamn exit. Shit. The fuck? Oh, well. I'll go through the neighborhood. But, yeah. So, what is this boat? Like, what is this shit at this point?
I know
what
one
if,
thing.
Okay.
What's up?
What if this was your sister who was going through this shit with Kanye? How would you react? Ron, are you the only child?
Yep.
Okay. Dre's
so
not
Dre
the only child. Dre got a whole sister.
Right.
Answer
that, girl. He knows what it is. I wish he fucking would. We done went through that shit with my sister twice, and I beat both of them niggas up. Ain't no way.
Well, your sister had sex with Kanye twice, what you said?
No, fool.
I'm waiting.
My bad. So I thought you, I thought you just said that we had to go through this twice. My bad.
But he went through a situation like that twice. Crazy.
Oh, a situation with Kanye twice.
Not with Kanye, with someone like Kanye. You know what? Ain't nobody about to explain this shit to you.
That's my point. There's no one like Kanye, so it ain't no situation like that.
No, I'm just saying, you, niggas who act like that. That's what I'm saying. There's niggas that act like Kanye, and they think that shit's cute right now. That shit ain't fucking cute.
When have you ever heard of a nigga saying, yo, my bitch lives here, I'm going to buy a house across the street? Never, I tell you. Nobody has ever done that.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been stalked before?
I want to say yes.
Okay. Were you comfortable with this bitch sitting outside your house? Either way, like you make, just because he got money don't mean that he can do this dumb shit. Just because he go pick up a house across the street from her don't mean it's okay. There's niggas who will sit outside somebody's house.
No, it actually does mean that it's okay. It actually does mean that.
Oh, my God. Ron, shut the fuck up.
Nah, the nigga bought the house. No, the nigga bought the house. And it is okay. It's just fine. It's peachy.
Ron, what I'm trying to... Okay. What I'm trying to get you to understand is that it's not okay for him to be doing the shit that he's doing because she is uncomfortable with that shit. I don't care what her past was. No woman should be going through this shit because some nigga. I don't care. I don't care who she opened her legs up to. She don't deserve that shit.
Whoa. What the fuck is she getting into that?
Say what? What the fuck is going on,
he's fucking harassing her.
Let me ask you, we had a whole conversation about doing research. When I told you what this nigga told you that we was talking about this, you didn't go look and see what the fuck this nigga been doing? Hello?
Hello?
Uh-huh, you hear me talking to me? So, Kanye has been harassing her due to the fact that she is with a whole nother man. He is saying stuff that is not true to make himself look good. He's like, she won't let me see my He says, she won't let me see my kids, but nigga, you went and picked them up this morning for school. The fuck? What are you talking about, she won't let you see your kids? If you're taking them to school, then you see your kids. Like, he's trying to switch the narrative as if she is trying to keep him away from his kids. Or she is a bad person because he's moved on. Sir, she don't want you no more. Get over it. She much rather lay up with that dude who look like he stank than be with you.
But, I mean, ain't that the stereotypical bullshit that we always worry about?
What is the
stereotypical bullshit? Marry a black man, take that half his shit, go take it back to your community?
I don't know nothing. I would only date a black man if I'm non-black. I don't know nothing about none of this stereotype shit. I date black men. I kind of like them.
You stupid? I kind of like them.
Even though they get on my motherfucking nerves, I kind of like them. You know,
right up your alley?
They're right up your alley. Like, I like light skin, dark skin, caramel complected, you know, tall, medium, short.
Not short.
I don't
Not short, though.
I don't like fat. I don't like nobody got titties.
If you short and fat, you got to have at least $5.3 million in the bank and generous.
No, Liz, I don't even want to talk to you if you short and fat. I don't give a fuck what you got in your bank. You short and you fat.
You
hell,
so
we
terrible.
Can't both be short and fat. You know what I'm saying? We both can't be short and fat. Let me be short and fat by myself.
I'm
what?
I'm stomach.
I'm just saying, let me be the fat one, and then I'd be like, you know what, I got to lose some weight. You know, you can't be walking around here fat, and I'm looking at you. Your breathing is going to fuck with me majority of the time, because I'm like, why the fuck are you breathing so goddamn hard? You know? But anyway, like I was saying, we were talking
ma'am.
To Dre about his sister being in a situation like that. So let Dre have the floor. Hello.
Well, basically, I had to beat both of them up. Point blank, period. They didn't get it.
Hey, how are
like,
you?
You're not going to. I'm not going to sit there and harass my damn sister and then claiming that you a super thug. So I whooped his ass. Then the motherfucker, he disappeared. All right, he goes to jail. This nigga breaks out of jail, and he comes straight to my aunt's house and tries to get my sister to come down there. And so my stupid-ass aunt brought this nigga to the house in his damn jail suit. And she got mad at me because I wouldn't let him in the house. Like, this nigga is he just broke out of jail, and you think he's going to just come up in here and parlay? No. I whooped his ass again. Long story short, nigga died of a cocaine overdose like last year.
Thank you so much. Have a good night. Hello? Y'all can go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, something good. You know what? One day make these new finagle Negroes out of.
But it ain't only dudes.
Sorry.
It ain't only dudes that damn stalk, though.
No, I mean, I know females probably do.
Yeah, I had one.
You had a stalker?
My ex-fiance, she sure did. That bitch would come to the house. She didn't think I was working third shift. But she would come to the house, and, like, if she didn't see my car, she would wait, and then I pull up, and then she would be talking to me the whole time. She's trying to touch my hood of the car to see how hot it is, to see if I've been, like, going, like, riding around for hours and shit. If she, in her head, she says, then my motor shouldn't be super duper hot if I'm just going to work and back because I worked up the road from my house.
But don't she sound real smart?
And then long story short, my sister whooped her ass.
Huh. I don't know, walk around whoop folks off.
Before I was living, moving across the street and doing fucking songs with niggas that done slept with my wife, that nigga stupid, yo. Then this fool gonna invite the motherfuckers to church after he done invite, they texting each other, and the dude was real disrespectful, talking about, yeah, I'm laying in bed with your wife, leave us alone. And then this fool texting back, talking about some. Come to church tomorrow. Nigga, what?
I'm judgmental. Come see what the Lord has for you.
And then this stupid bitch, he did that. She goes on, what show was that? When she was talking about,
she was talking, she was on Ellen this morning.
When she was talking about people with, what'd she say? Was it, people are lazy. They need to get a real job. Like, bitch, you ain't worked.
I don't
nowhere.
Know what that was. I haven't heard. I know I've heard about it, but I don't know what she was on. No, that wasn't Ellen. That was something else. Go
like,
get a real job, bitch.
Nowhere ever.
What? Tell me who employed you, and you got a regular ass paycheck.
Right. Like, you got famous.
You worked 15 working at McDonald's.
Yeah, you got famous because your dad was on the OJ case.
No, you got famous. No, you got famous because you were fucking famous on the video.
Then once he died, you linked up with Ray J, and then boom, you ain't even a model. Like,
hold on, is you over there smoking? Are you over there coughing too?
No, that's me. I'm coughing.
Like, what
the fuck? Yeah. That shit, it's just funny to me. Like, you ain't need, you are nothing. And you gonna have to nerve to tell somebody else they need a job.
But nothing.
Oh, that go wrong. There you go. He coughed.
Okay, yes.
Nah, my bad. Something fucking got stuck in my throat.
Smoke.
I'm fucking up. Don't talk about me and my drugs.
I will talk about you and your drugs. As I try, I had to go get some ice to put in my drugs.
Oh, I forgot I had something to sip on. Thank you for reminding me subconsciously.
And you know the funny part, you know the shit I wish that would stop happening? I mean, I know we supposed to be talking about him. I just wish these stupid-ass rappers and basketball players would stop fucking with the Kardashians. Point blank, period. Them bitches are canceled.
You know, from what I hear, I mean, I haven't listened to a Trey Songz song in a while. Because he ain't been doing nothing but getting in fucking trouble. He gone back to doggone what the other one, the one that's OJ's chap. Yeah.
When was he fucking with her?
He was fucking with her before, and he done gone back to her.
And then this bitch gets 47. What's it? What she get? 47,000 a month for fucking baby for child support from Tristan? That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck do you need with $47,000 a month for child support? That baby barely walks.
She walking, but she ain't getting in nobody's school.
Exactly. And my
ain't
thing
nobody's
is, what the fuck? You know what the money going to go towards. That ain't going towards that baby. Ain't gonna be some old lip injections and her damn skelly ass.
No lip injections. Well, this shit, let me get 10 G's with that bitch. That's all I need. That's all I need. Go get my tummy tuck and this ass plump. Sorry.
And my thing is this, they, I don't give a fuck what none of them motherfuckers, them damn celebrity dudes say. Their pussy can't be that goddamn good for every fucking black damn artist, rapper, slash fucking basketball player. Who want to fuck this bitch? Like, why y'all? And it ain't running behind each other. That shit is funny. It's retarded. Yeah, like, that's the only pussy walking the planet. Kardashian.
Not the only pussy walking on the planet. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Y'all continue on while I'm trying to get it.
Motherfuckers be really infatuated with that whole media thing. And when you fuck with them Kardashians, that media thing come along with that. So that's the plus
exactly.
That a lot of them look at.
You're right. You got that right. And that's some bullshit. Like, motherfucker, why would I don't want to damn be, want my name attached to them motherfuckers, man. Get Mrs. Potato Head put together, bitches. Get the fuck out of here.
You stupid.
Nah, only damn thing is real on them bitches is the inside of their bones, their bones. That's it. The rest of their shit is just damn there.
The skeleton family?
That's it. That's only damn thing is real is the damn skeleton. The bitches' lips is fake. The damn titties is fake. The ass is fake. And then whatever Chloe did to her goddamn hands, this bitch looks like a damn raw piece of chicken.
I'm not fucking with you.
And then she damn, what she talk about that she got darker, but she ain't using no dye to dye her skin, all this other bullshit. Bitch, you doing something damn near look like Beyonce. You
you damn near the same color as Beyonce. Get the fuck out of here.
That's the juice in her.
I don't know, man. They on some shit. But all right, but Dre, all right, let me ask you this, Dre. You see the shit that Kanye doing right now with that shit? He dropped albums, so he dropping music. He got the new shit with the Gap. You think he's gonna be like the let me see, like a supernova? Like he's just doing too much? Like he's gonna burn and like go away, or he's here for the long run?
Man, technically, the nigga's already down. Ain't nobody riding around this motherfucker bumping Kanye music. For one, his last best-selling album was the gospel album, because that damn Don Dada bullshit, that shit was trash. All the beats sounded the same. It was whack. His closing line is trash. Who the fuck is buying that slave-ass bullshit that he trying to sell for $400 and $300 with rips? And I mean, this motherfucker, this is like he just took a bunch of damn potato sacks and threw some shit together. All his clothes are like they itch real bad when you put them shits on. Then, have you seen them ugly-ass boots? Them shits look like something that was in motherfucking damn Star Wars, the third movie. Ain't nobody wearing that trash. The only thing I can say, he got the Gap deal, but that shit ain't going to sell. Because I'm going to tell you why it ain't going to sell. You see what Gap did with Dapper Dan, right? Dapper Dan got his own shit. His clothing line with Gap, but his shit says Dap. That shit, he only did one shirt, dog, and it was damn, I think it was just pink with Dap on it and black. That shit sold out. The day it went on damn sale. I mean, that shit went through the fucking roof. And then they trying to get him to do print more clothes and shit. Kanye shit sitting over there ain't selling. They just giving him nigga money. They just giving him money, and his shit ain't moving. No, it ain't moving. The only thing I know that he's selling, and I don't know why these kids are buying them, because they ugly as fuck too, is them Yeezy shoes. And then the case.
I don't know. I think Donda was a pretty good album, son.
You like the second one? Did you like the Dundada joint? That Dada joint?
Yeah. Yes.
I only like three songs off of that shit. That shit was trash, dog. This nigga, he basically pulled a Robin Thicke, and the 808 Heartbreak album, right? When he was crying, every song he dedicated to Amber Rose, he was crying. So basically, the album, he's not saying it, but is he whining about Kim the whole damn album? And I guess he thought that she was gonna get her back like Robin Thicke did when he did the album, the Paula album. This shit don't work. Your hoe is a hoe. Well, I ain't gonna say your hoe is a hoe. Your wife is a hoe. Like, bitch, she didn't even give two fucks. Y'all split up 2 weeks later. This nigga sucking a damn SNL dick. Get the fuck out of here. And then he laying in the bed trying to talk shit like he can fight. Now, it would be funny if Kanye West put hands on it. But here's the thing about that shit. That stupid-ass other white dude, Jake Paul, said that he wanted to do a charity boxing match. He want them Kim's new boo and Kanye to fight for like $53 million. And so everybody's like, yeah, Kanye should do it. He should do it. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, y'all do know this man is worth $1 billion right now, right? He's not gonna fight that motherfucker for no goddamn chump change. Like, what is he getting out of it? Then on top of that, if he do go in there and fight him, he lies to get his ass whooped because the nigga can't fight. Cigarette had to save this nigga like twice because Reggie Bush was going to beat his ass over Kim Kardashian. That nigga just needs to, I lost, move away from that bitch. Matter of fact, just go back to Chicago. Just
wow.
Chicago. Just go back to Chicago and just make beats. Just stay your ass in the suburbs of Chicago and just do beats. And bring yourself back to where you were.
That's a lot, bro.
That's what he needs to do. He needs to go back home and just damn, cause it. All right. What's his main thing that he said he don't like? He hates paparazzi. But you steady doing shit for these motherfuckers to fuck with you.
Facts.
And that's why I said go back home. Go to Chicago. Ain't no paparazzi coming up.
But what I'm saying is he loves all the money and attention that come with this. And
he can't get that money and attention if he's in Chicago by himself.
I think he too.
I mean, listen. You can't get your dick sucked on the fucking Champs-Élysées if you're in Chicago.
I'm back.
Oh, I start talking about dick getting sucked and you come back. Interesting.
That is not what he was talking about.
It was.
I'm fixing me a drink. I heard y'all talking. But he need to go back to Chicago. Ain't nobody coming to see you in Chicago. They're not coming to see you, Otis.
Otis? Yeah, I watched the I watched most of the documentary. It's three parts. I watched two of the three parts. That motherfucker, son, he's fucking. So he's not as well adjusted socially as one would like a member of society. Would y'all agree with that?
No, he's not. He's socially awkward.
He is definitely socially awkward. And socially awkward, that's rough when, you know what I'm saying, people got to kiss your ass. You know what I'm saying? And the status that he holds, his talent, his accomplishments, say this nigga's a genius.
That's what it's safe.
Yeah. What
did it say? What it say? That's what it say. Sound like a whole lot, but that's what they say. What they say about him.
So, all right. This dude, let's go for EA for a second. This dude, Pete Davidson, right? What the fuck is his is his deal?
He's weird. He look like he's fake.
And he's not that fucking funny. He's one of the horriblest ones on SNL. This nigga, like, he's trying to do the skit. But he always laughing through the damn skit. Like, this nigga can't even do the skit right.
I'm hungry. Maybe I should have time to pick out.
Oh, man. Yo, I went today to the gym to play ball. Biggest fucking mistake I've made in years.
Did we have this basketball conversation with you one time before?
Yeah.
Why are you still trying to hoop? You ain't going to the league. Nigga, you the old nigga now. You got to sit on the sideline and just roast the people. You can't play no more, dog. So.
No, it's over.
You just got to sit out there on the sideline.
He just tried to kill his
dream. You got to sit on the sideline and just be like, "Hey, nigga, y'all better be glad I ain't got my legs no more." You got to say stuff like that. You just can't go out there and lay some more, dog. You know, fuck around and have a damn stroke on the damn floor.
Oh,
I don't like this energy, Andre. I don't like this energy.
Hey, no, trust me. I'm a basketball player to the day I die. Before I had my damn back surgery, I was going right down here to the gym when it was called it was the Rush before they changed it back to Gold's Gym. Okay.
You said you had a rush card.
No, well, it was a rush card, but the gym was called The Rush. So I don't know if you ever seen this cat, right? He's the tallest Asian dude that was supposed to be in the basketball league or whatever, in the NBA. But his dumb ass was down here working out at the gym. And my boy, my best friend, was actually running the fucking gym. So he was like, yo, man, come down to the gym, man. We running some games, yada, yada, yada. Went down there, motherfucking was playing. And then this was when I knew that it was over with, nigga. I was 30 fucking nine. I'm trying to run down the court. These motherfuckers is 19 and 20. Man, I ain't never in my life seen. I mean, I was huffing and puffing after like three fucking plays. And then the little Asian dude came down court. The nigga dunked on me and shit. I was up under the rim. I turned around, the nigga dunked on me and shit. But thank God his ass didn't make it to the league because he was trash anyway. He just got that one little dunk off. But the moral of the story is, you got to realize when it's over, dog. All you can do now, you can't play full court. You got to damn just go out there and just shoot around by yourself, dog.
You can't tell me what I can and can't do, Andre. You can't tell me that.
All right, Ron. Watch. Next damn Friday, you're going to be in this motherfucker. Man, I had to go get some age bandages, man. Some ice to hide. My bones ain't working right.
Fuck age bandages, nigga. I need fucking a kneeectomy.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you, nigga, hey, bouncing up, trying to jump and get rebounds and shit at the age of 40, nigga, that shit hurt, boy. When you coming down,
a whole
that
lot.
That shit hurts coming down.
I be trying to do it, but nah.
Exactly. You're going to be out there, motherfucker, looking like damn Dominique Wilkins and Magic Johnson was at the All-Star game about a week or two ago. I said, motherfucker, they was looking crazy as hell, huffing and puffing down that motherfucker trying to damn run full court, knowing goddamn well they been out the league for years.
I still don't care for this injury. I mean, so what? I was more than twice as old as the young man who I was playing against. Yo, this motherfucker he's actually a recruit for the University of Kentucky. And he was there practicing, and this motherfucker is nice. So he like, yo, y'all want to play King on the Court? I'm like, all right, come on.
Oh, Lord.
He beat us
King
the first game.
That's even fucking worse, bro.
Even for these knees, nigga? Ain't no time off. Are you always doing something? Yo, the motherfucker beat us the first game. Why I won the second and the third game? Why I'm paying for it right now? Blood circulates in my ankle. Blood circulates in my hip. But the rest of my knee in between there, my leg is dead. All my leg is dead from hip to ankle.
So all your calf is dead. All your knee is dead.
Don't forget hamstrings.
This nigga's legs. He like, my legs.
Nigga from hip.
They cussing you out, calling you all kinds of things.
The ankle is dead. Yo, my daughter saw me coming to the house through the window. I can't. She said, "Oh, Dad, you okay?" She said, I said, "Yo," she said, "I saw you walking. You're limping." I said, "If you don't get the fuck from me,
it's over with, dog.
Just stop, Weedy. Just stop.
Never over.
I know you want to work out." I know you want to work out and stuff, right? I know. But you got to find some alternative to that because you know your knees is bad.
Yes, ma'am. Right.
You know, I mean, I'm all for you trying to go and work out. I'm all for it. Hell, when I get up in the morning, I'm going to walk in the park. Even though my legs is probably going to call me all types of bitches and hoes, by the end of the walk, still going to go.
They're
going to call me names. But I got motherfucking goals and shit. And, yeah. Yeah. I got goals and shit. So neither you need to re-up on your icy hot and your Epsom salt.
And then if you do the damn icy hot, put the shit on your knees before you play. Don't put it on after. Put it on before. So that way, when you run it up and down that court, the shit don't gonna be, it's going to be already burning because it's already going to be attacking them joints.
See?
Y'all gonna start talking about my knees.
Nigga, you was talking about your knees.
They're mine.
Yo, ready?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
You don't talk about your knees? We don't talk about your knees.
Talk about my goddamn knees. You gonna show my... Listen. Y'all gonna stop disrespecting me.
Ain't nobody disrespecting you. What, you feel disrespected like Kanye now?
And you ugly motherfucker ain't gonna be disrespecting me.
Kanye.
Oh, this ain't gonna whip down business ball.
I'm just saying, Dre, I was channeling my inner Cleveland.
That's funny.
But yeah, but to answer the question that I asked, I'm worried that something's gonna happen to Kanye and he's just gonna blow up, and because that has been known to happen to a certain kind of person, and he is that kind of person. You know what I mean? You get to a certain level of mastery of your fields, a certain level of don't give a fuck, you just talking, certain level of black man with money. All of those things get you killed. So he better watch it. That's all I'm saying. He think he's fucking with them big boys and shit, big boys that put a hole in this. And he got some nerve to fucking threaten D.L. Hughley.
That was funny. Steve Harvey done got involved in that shit, and he like, man, listen, we from a time when we whoop your ass. Like,
exactly.
We ain't no guns and all that stuff. We whoop your ass.
But this is the funny part. D.L. killed him with one line. This nigga said, he talking shit about me. He said, you got to be pretty bad when you drive a Kardashian back to a white man. What he said?
Wow.
A dirty white man with that. That nigga look like his butt.
That shit is fucking hilarious. Like, nigga, that, and it's true. Like, God damn.
The irony, right?
You got to be horrible. Like, God damn. Like, what the fuck did you do to make this bitch go back white? Because you know the saying, once they go black, they don't go back. This bitch hit the reverse on his ass with the backup light.
You breaking up, Dre. You breaking up.
She hit the reverse on him with the bracket, with the backup lights, dog. Like, she went back white. Like, that don't ever happen.
I mean, listen, man. She was like, this motherfucker popping right now. Know what I'm saying? He got a little bit of hoes. I can get, know what I'm saying? It's just something to play with for right now. Let me have some fun. He's fun. And, yeah, fuck Kanye. Kanye said, oh, fuck me? No, fuck you. Fuck.
Well, they go through this shit all the time. I guarantee they'll be back together in about 2 more months.
Possible.
I hope they don't get back together. I hope they don't.
I do. I mean, yeah, stay apart.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, no. She's stupid if she go back to that motherfucker. Good and stupid. Stupid and good.
There's a part of me that wants him to go back to her just so they can get married and continue their marriage and she can pass away first so she doesn't get half of his money. But that's not right, is it? That's not mean.
Yo, that's real shit, though. I feel you on that.
No, I mean, because she's going to get this nigga's money.
Yeah, because if he dies, she gets every fucking thing. Hell yeah, you right. You're right. Get back with her and let her die first. Hell yeah.
I know that may not sound like the best thing to say, mm-hmm. but I'm like, nah. Mm-hmm. And he said in Gold Digger he's going to leave this bitch and leave him for a white girl. But what he didn't say in the remix, he said then the white girl left him for a white boy.
Mm, you got a light-skinned friend that look like Michael Jackson.
And a dark-skinned one that look like she got a light-skinned friend.
That look like Michael Jackson.
I don't know. All I know is that, you know what I'm saying, these motherfuckers is ultra. These are the new Michael Jacksons. Remember Dave Chappelle was like, every time something happened, Michael Jackson ended up sucking a dick? Every time something happened in the world, a Kardashian fucked somebody. You think I'm joking? Go back and do a little deep dive in history in the last 15 years. Every major catastrophe is associated and goes with a catastrophe in the Kardashian bedroom. From Humphreys to Odom, you know what I'm saying, to Norwood, to fucking, to Montana, to fucking, Tiger ain't got no last name, just Tiger. To fucking, I'm just running through a list of the names.
That's why I said every fucking damn black dude they been with, they fucked them up and they ruined them somehow. James Harden.
No, not French. Not French. French. Nah, son, you can't say that. French and Tiger have done very well.
Well, Tiger did after he left old girl. He started doing all right with. That's motherfucking retarded as hell anyway. So, yeah, I don't.
Right.
But everybody else.
And French Montana. Don't forget about French. I ain't worried about nothing, huh?
Yeah, and then the gang was fucking with it, and what happened? This motherfucker gets out of jail, winds up going to jail. Then he gets out of jail. He got dropped from the goddamn label. He damn, but he went on drink camp, and then he just. On that motherfucker acting stupid, talking about he wrote all these songs for 50 Cent. Like, nigga, you weren't even on Aftermath. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Then James Harden.
All right, number one. Now, I don't know, I don't know whether he wrote something for anybody or not, but you do know you don't have to be on the label to write something for somebody, right?
True.
So him not being or being on Aftermath is irrelevant to whether or not you wrote something for somebody.
No, but see, the thing is, they said the reason why they didn't put him on Jimmy is because the nigga couldn't write a song. That's why Jimmy Iovine dropped his ass after the shit happened with him in 50. He can't write, so he had to have ghostwriters. But anyway, look at James Harden. This nigga was the man down there in Houston. Started fucking with Chloe, what happened? This motherfucker came back, got traded, gained about 300 pounds. This nigga was fat as hell. He couldn't even put a jersey over his fucking stomach. Out of shape. And then he done lost the damn weight. Hanging with damn ASAP Rocky, and then he trying to get back with the damn other Kardashian. Like, this nigga, like they rotating like tires, man. This shit's stupid.
It is stupid.
Like tires.
they're rotating me in my class. Meanwhile, have anybody had eyes on the mama? Because she's been awesomely quiet here lately.
Yeah, because she got my young black nigga giving her dick, I heard.
Yeah.
The mama
yeah,
been
young
real
black
quiet.
Nigga giving her that strong back. I go front. I be scared to fuck the mother, though, because the other motherfuckers, you know, like, the daughters done made niggas crackheads, done lost niggas money, done drove niggas crazy, but the mother done made a nigga change his sex.
Oh,
that's some different level pussy.
I forgot about damn Bruce. God damn.
That's some different level pussy with the mother, son.
God damn it, I forgot about Bruce.
She fucked that nigga so hard, she pulled out the nut and the masculinity from that nigga. How you suck the masculinity out of nigga? That's a hell of a pussy lip. Oh,
man.
Is that wrong? Was that wrong? I shouldn't have said that?
No, because that's what the fuck that shit happened. I'm sorry, you turned that man into a whole woman.
You turned your husband to your sister. The fuck is that about?
And then he still like women. That's the thing I don't get.
So you turned him into a lesbian.
How you turn a man into a damn lesbian?
You already a lesbian. I was born a lesbian. You ain't got to turn me into one.
Exactly. And then this nigga then went and got titties and everything.
But he ain't cut his dick off.
Cause he still like women.
I guess the nigga ain't all the way crazy. Yeah, so y'all fuck around and get one of the daughters. Mm-hmm. Y'all better not fuck around and get that mother. And the poor son.
You gonna lose all your
who
shit.
Who he was talking with? China Black or Asia? What's that bitch name? Black China.
Black China.
I said China Black. Like, the bitch is a martial artist. But yeah, that bitch. And her mother? Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Okay.
They couldn't wait to fuck that poor boy and make a career out of it. So let me get this straight. The females fuck up life, but the males actually make life? I can't call it.
I have nothing.
Funny to
I like
me.
I said, I have nothing for none of it. Like, that whole, everybody. Yes.
I tell you like this. I look at I look at my daughters and I don't see myself able to monetize their sexuality. And as a parent who's able to monetize the sexuality of their children, starting with a sex tape, that shit says that you are fucking a different level of wicked.
Right. Not about to exploit my kids on some shit like that.
At all.
And then even if you sit, like, being that she's being quiet during this whole situation, you're not about to harass my kids either. Like, you're not, you, the mama cat in me just ain't going to be able to let you do it.
But I don't understand. You're talking about Kanye?
Yeah, I'm talking, yeah. Either,
but that's his child, too.
You know. Hmm?
But that's his child, too.
What are you talking about?
You talking about the children, right?
I'm talking about as the mama of Kim, even though they grown, you're not about to harass my child. I'm talking about you're not going to, like, that's like him trying to harass Jayla. Sir?
Got you.
I will break your jaw all over again.
Yeah, your daughter's a whore. Tell her to leave me alone, too.
What?
Right, you get hit with one of those. Your daughter's a whore. Tell her to leave me alone, too.
First of all, my daughter ain't that, but
well, if you come in and you acting like you know what I'm saying, Kris Jenner, then yes, your daughter is that. And the question you should have is which one are you talking about? Which one of my little whores are you referring to?
So this is what, this is how I feel. I mean, I know they loose as a caboose. I get it. But I still don't feel like they deserve the bullshit that they go through. It's like you saying somebody deserved to get their ass beat every other day. No. I thought they had a rainbow tooth. I don't think they deserved it. I mean, yeah, they trash ass humans, but I just don't feel like I don't put that on nobody. As a person who has been through some shit like that, yeah, no, I don't put that on nobody because I had to move my whole life because somebody was doing some stupid shit. All because I ain't want them. So yeah.
So yeah.
So yeah.
All right, so boom. This motherfucker now is on his Sunday service, Donda, gospel albums. How does his activities towards his wife fit in that dynamic?
People tried to make it seem like that it was a publicity type shit. But then that fucking album didn't sell nothing. So what did you... What'd you do all of this? What'd you do it all for?
What happened?
I'm just saying, like, what did you, for you to do all the shit that you're doing, and you talk, people are like, oh, it's a publicity stunt. Oh, it's because his album is coming out. Well, that album didn't do, they didn't even sell pennies.
I mean, it may not have sold what it wanted to sell, but it was a successful rollout and project. Because there are different ways that you monetize projects now besides albums. Yes. There are different ways to monetize your album without sales.
So did you stream it?
No.
Did you listen to
it? I streamed it, but I streamed it for free on on YouTube.
I ain't do none of it. How about them apples? No. That first one, I was like, oh, I'm going to listen to it. No, I ain't even listen to that show. No. No.
No.
I'm so far turned off Kanye that I don't even want to hear nothing of it. Because if you ask Dre, I used to be the biggest Kanye fan because I would listen to Kanye every single time I got in the doggone car. But I can't no more. Especially College Dropout, that was my shit. And then I look at Eve's little baby. Hey, little baby. Oh, sorry. But ooh, them niggas is ugly. But hell, even that gospel album when he was changing songs, it didn't need to be songs for the Lord.
Stupid.
Get his ass whooped for that.
What?
You stupid. You're stupid. Going to hell.
Why would I be stupid? This is the truth. It's the truth. So many times, I was like, this is not for the Lord. This is not the Lord's song. This is.
You stupid. This is not the Lord's song.
What?
This is not sanctified, sir.
Mm-mm, this is not of the Lord. The Lord is not pleased. Jesus is dissatisfied. So, no.
Oh, shit.
Jesus said, he said, you know, I'm not, you're going to keep, he said, you're going to lose your mind messing up these songs trying to talk about some day of the Lord. And you know, secular music.
Secular.
Yep, secular music.
Well, what is a gospel song?
Listen, you can't turn Rain by SWV into no church song. You just can't do it.
No way possible.
But somehow, every time it come on, I be wanting to sing the original version. This is not of the Lord. Mm-mm.
This is not the Lord.
You about to burn up in hell's kitchen.
The whole kitchen?
Yeah, hell's kitchen is hot. It's hotter than old regular kitchen.
I hear that. You think Kanye gonna be there?
Who gonna be there? Yeezy. Oh yeah, he gonna be there. He gonna bust hell wide open, thinking everything all right. He gonna bust it wide open.
For one,
he gonna get to the pearly gates and they be like, excuse me, you need to turn around.
Exactly, because he walk around this motherfucker like he think he's Jesus. That's for one. But two, the Lord gonna look at him and be like, nigga, did you really make a song? And took Genuine's damn song that he was talking nasty on and turned it into a gospel song. Nigga, you fired. Go hit the button.
It's not okay, Kanye. It's not okay. Not. Mm-mm. It's not okay. Not acceptable. I don't think you should play that at the church. Even though, I mean, Sunday service is a good idea. No. Mm-mm.
Change your mind?
Mm-mm. I don't want to go. Kanye, I'm not going to here. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Okay.
Oh, well.
I'm tired, y'all. I'm tired. I just hope that one day he just comes around and he's like, you know what? I'm going to stop the fuck shit and leave that girl alone. Just one day, wake up, I'm going to leave her alone. Maybe it's my wishful thinking. I'm just really getting out this car out here. Is this my neighbor? Come on. It's 12 o'clock at night. Where the hell she be? Hello?
Oh, Lord. Brian must got the phone muted over there rubbing his knees.
Huh?
That nigga Ron rubbing his knees over there. He like, he doing a Peter Griffin. Rain down on me.
Lord, raining down on me. What do you want the Lord to rain down on you? I know you want blessings, but what? That's not the same thing, Jesus. Not the same. It's not the same. What? Oh, no. It's not okay. Not okay. Who is my neighbor talking to? What is she doing? I found this girl online and she ain't on this show. Now I'm about to... Shut up, Jamie. Just shut up. I'm hungry. But I refuse to eat at this time of night. I'm just going to turn my tequila. Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's the little Mexican man that lives upstairs. Think he's Mexican. I think he might be from El Salvador or something. And he don't speak. Yeah, I'm going to El Salvador. I'm going somewhere tropical this summer. I might just bounce around Central America. Do whatever I want to do. I don't think I'm doing summer school. Just bounce around the world. Bounce around. I've been working a slave ship. He looked like he'd been playing soccer.
Well, damn. Wallace,
you hear Wallace?
he rubbing them damn knees.
He's rubbing them. He's been falling out on the floor. Talk about my legs. My legs. Kiss my legs.
That episode was on yesterday where she was trying to lose all that weight and her leg cramped up in the bed and she's like, kiss my legs. My legs. Kiss my legs. Yeah. That's probably going to be me anymore. You know what? Where are Kanye's friends?
Shit,
you think he has
them? You can't talk shit about everybody and then think they're going to be in your corner. And then you ain't paying much certain motherfuckers neither.
Who he not paying? Who not his friend no more?
He didn't pay Ryan Fest for the Jesus Walk for his verse. He gave him the Grammy, but he ain't never paid the motherfucker.
Who he didn't pay who?
Ryan Fest. Rhyme Fest. He wrote it. He's basically Kanye's main ghostwriter. But he gave him the Grammy for it, but he didn't pay him. And then, according to Big Sean, Big Sean said that damn the first album that he did on Good Music, he didn't get paid. he got paid for the other label, but Good Music didn't pay him shit. And then this nigga goes on Drake Champs and bashing.
Talking about he wishes he would never find
Big Sean because Big Sean is the best. Exactly. I would have left your ass too, motherfucker. You ain't going to pay me. Bye. They're going to be sitting over this motherfucker doing music for your goofy ass. You ain't going to pay me. John Legend too. He said he didn't get paid. And he dipped. I don't know.
Did he not pay Pusha T either?
Pusha T getting paid because he's the damn president. And plus, I think Kanye's scared of him because, you know, Pusha T a street nigga. That's going to be
you ain't
going
to send no goons to his house. You don't want to send goons to DL house.
I'm going to send some goons to DL Houston. Get the nigga, what? DL Houston? Damn, near 60. He's trying to fight this motherfucker.
Kanye's stupid. Kanye has lost his mind. He need a friend to come and be like, look, nigga, you trouble. Go on back out there to Montana and stay on that doggone ranch. Stay out there.
They stay on the ranch.
Listen, you better go get you some animals to talk to. Somebody to come out there and sit and talk to your ass because clearly, my nigga, you need somebody to talk to. You need a friend. You need to phone a friend.
If he was
alienated, I'm
trying to guide him the right way because Jay-Z told this nigga before he blew up, don't fuck with that bitch. He told him that when, right after college dropout, he said, don't fuck with him. Leave that bitch alone. This actor, Benny Siegel, had to save his ass from Rage Against. Because this nigga was over there with her cheating. She was cheating with damn Kanye, but Bush was supposed to be at a away game, but he came home. And damn near caught this nigga in the fucking house. He jumped out the window, ran, and Benny Siegel had to come pick his ass up. Like, oh man, like this bitch been giving you trouble before you gave her the baby. Like, what more do you want?
I don't know what kind of thing's gonna happen to Kanye. I don't know. I just want him to get the help that he needs. I just want him to do that because if something's not clicking at this point, and
the elevator is not going so far up. Like, it, this shit's not. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't want to feel sorry for him, but I feel sorry for him. Does that make sense? I ain't calling the bitch a bitch, but she a bitch. I'm sorry. I just don't know. I have. I don't know. I just don't know. Now I'm trying to figure out if Ronald has muted himself. I'm about to send him a text, my nigga, what the fuck?
Over there nursing on them damn knees.
Nigga done took a, said, you know what, fuck this show. I'm about to take some Epsom salt and put it in this bathtub and sit here for 2 hours. And exactly what he about to do. About sitting there talking about something. I need a massage, McCora, massage me. Nigga, if you don't get you in them raggedy-ass legs out of here, raggedy-ass legs. So tonight I worked with two dudes at the new store, and they're like, "Oh, you're such a hard worker." And I'm like, "The fuck are y'all used to? Like, I don't know." I don't know what people used to, what type of work people used to, but when I go to work, I go to work. I go to work. Does that make sense? Is that what you're supposed to do?
Right.
Like, you go, you clock in, you do your work, and you clock out.
Right.
I just don't understand who raised these people.
It's like I'm just sick of the ones that come to work every day. They've been working at the same job for 4 or 5 years and complain about the same shit every day. Like, nigga, if you that sick of them, the shit that's going on, just quit. Because I'm tired of hearing you whine about it. Like, nigga, you crying about it every day, but you yet still, you here doing the same shit.
But you here. You ain't looking for another job.
Right. Like, God, no.
You ain't trying to go to school and get no new job. Boo. He was like, yeah. The manager that was working, he was like, yeah, I want you on every shift that I work. No, because I'm only here 1 day a week. If that much. And once I get this schedule on Tuesday, I probably won't see y'all none. I might see y'all 1 day in April so I can stay on the schedule. So I don't fall off. Because once I get that schedule, and I'm out them 2 weeks. No, you get my ass. You get all my ass. I'm not coming in. I'm taking a break. All I'm going to do is schoolwork. And because that's the end of the semester. Nope. Not gonna do it. Not gonna do nothing. I don't wanna see. And then how is it that I work at the white Walgreens in everybody ghetto? These niggas be niggering. Just be niggering. I'm not interested. Ew. Ew. So, okay. So I don't know if y'all watch Netflix or not. Well, watching stuff on Netflix. So I've been watching Race, the Bubba Wallace story. Yo, listen. I be wanting to fight white people every time I watch. Every time I sit down and watch an episode, I'm close in close vicinity of some white people, and I be wanting to punch them in their face. And I be on the verge of tears. Like, I be so mad for Bubba. I be mad for Bubba. Like, and if you look, like, if you get a take a quick glance at Bubba, you be like, he look like he your brother.
Oh, shit.
If he looks exactly like my brother with the beard and freckles and everything. Bubba Wallace looked like he could be my brother. Like, he could be our little brother. And I get so... Listen, the other day, I was on the plane watching it, coming home, coming in from Philly. And this white woman was sitting right beside me. She couldn't hear it. But when I tell you, my legs were shaking, and I was in damn near tears because of some of the shit that he was going through, I could have punched that white woman dead in her face. I mean, it's a good watch. Like, it's something good to watch. But watch it in your own home. Don't watch it while you traveling. Don't watch it on break. Watch that shit at home.
Move all sharp objects.
Say what?
The DNA all sharp objects.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't watch it in no confined space with them. Don't watch it and say, hey, I'm getting ready to go out to eat at Texas Roadhouse. Nope, don't do it. You better go to a Negro establishment and go eat there. Because if you go to the white people shit, you gonna be like, look, did I hear you say nigga? What the fuck you say to me? Yeah. Yep. That's when I tell y'all, and it's like six episodes, and I'm like on episode four, and it's the episode where they find the noose in his at the track. And I'm so mad. I'm like, I ain't about to go back into I ain't want to go back into the Walgreens. I don't want nobody to ask me. No, bitch. I can't. Let me be at peace doing this cosmetic wall. Don't ask me for shit. I ain't got it. Yeah. But it's good to watch. It's good to watch. And then I've been watching Bad Vegan, too. You know, I watch true crime stories. I only watch documentaries and crime stories on Netflix. Yo, watch this shit. The Worst Roommate Ever. Watch that shit.
Uh-oh.
Watch that shit. Watch it. And then report back to that shit. Because I'm telling you, you're going to be like, the fuck am I watching? Y'all going to be like, what the fuck I'm watching? I'm telling you, that's some shit. Cause that Doretha, Doretha was cold blooded. I ain't even gonna tell y'all what happened, but just know that Doretha was cold blooded, and that bitch deserved every piece of time she got in that goddamn jail.
Every piece.
Huh?
Every piece.
What'd you say, Ron?
Every piece of time?
Every year. And she got every piece of time that bitch deserved. Every piece. Every year that she got, she deserved. Both times. Because the bitch just, she said, I ain't going to just go to jail once. This bitch went to jail multiple times for some bullshit. Telling y'all should watch. There's some, those are some good things on Netflix to watch. The Bubba Wallace story, The Worst Roommate Ever, and Bad Vegan. Can't say I steered you wrong. Even though I don't think I've watched the third episode of the Kanye stuff, because Kanye has been acting so out of control. And I feel like if I give him a stream from Netflix, it's going to put money in his pocket, and I don't want to. Did this nigga make his own? Huh?
Make what?
No, I was looking at something on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
What? Did you?
I can't call it. Tell her that.
So she seems as though she is still at work, and they had a lockdown at the concert. They was fighting outside. So the police and the riot people were at the job. Messing around. We're going to have a meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Whoa.
Everybody waking up. 8 o'clock. What?
Whoa.
What?
A.M.?
Hmm? What was it?
8.
A.M. I'ma be up.
That's not
going
fair to
me.
That's not fair to me and my addiction.
What's your addiction?
I mean, I got a whole marijuana addiction that don't like me to wake up at the crack of dawn.
Nigga, you be up.
I probably would. You know us old people be up. I be up at 6:30 and shit.
We get up at the same time every morning.
You tell me.
We get up the same time every morning. I know, right? Ain't even got to work, but I still wake up at the same time every morning.
Mm-mm-mm.
Why Post Malone look dirty too? Why do white people look so dirty?
You know what? Where is the white woman?
What?
Cue her, please.
Okay. All right.
Call that bitch. Tell her to get out the dressing room.
What?
Out. Hello, come on. They're calling you on stage, big white woman.
No, why she gotta be big?
The fat lady. The fat lady sings. I don't hear the fat lady sings.
She be breathing hard. She be breathing hard.
She got
okay.
A thyroid problem.
All right. I'm done. We out of here. All right. We'll be here next week, 11 o'clock. The following week, we will have to see because I start trips on Fridays. So my trips will be start on Fridays.
We'll see what it is.
Right. Still. My fucking window won't go up. Hey, come down here and help me get my window up.
Lord.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Window won't go up, and I think and it's down too far for it to stay down.
That sounds like some fucking. That sounds like a hood threat.
No, it don't. What?
Hey, yo, nigga, yo. We down too hard to stay down.
What? No, my window won't go up. Oh, my God. That one goes down. What the heck is going on with this door? Okay, we out of here.
All right, later, y'all.